BBC News with Julie Candler. The far-right National Front leader in France, Marine Le Pen, has attacked globalisation and Islamic fundamentalism at the formal launch of her campaign for the presidency. In a speech in Lyon, she accused French leaders of being too cowardly to resist attempts to impose alien values on French culture after decades of massive immigration. Tens of thousands of protesters remain outside the main government building in the Romanian capital, Bucharest, saying the repeal of a decree to soften penalties for corruption is not enough. Many are unhappy that revised proposals keeping parts of the decree will now be put to Parliament, and they're calling for the Social Democrat-led government to resign. The Ukrainian military says fighting with separatist rebels in the town of Avdiivka has subsided following a week of clashes in which more than 30 people were killed. The lull has allowed work to take place on restoring power supplies to the government-held town, where residents have been without electricity for days in freezing temperatures. Avalanches triggered by heavy snow have killed scores of people in parts of Afghanistan and Pakistan. Homes have been destroyed and major roads blocked. Officials fear more people are trapped under the snow. Chinese media are reporting that at least 18 people have died in a fire at a massage parlour. Television footage showed fierce flames coming from the building in Zhejiang province. It's not clear what caused the blaze. The Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari, who's in Britain for health checks, has asked Parliament to extend his medical leave. Mr. Buhari had been expected to return to Abuja today, but a statement from his office said doctors had advised him to await test results. And the final of the Africa Cup of Nations Football Championship is taking place in Gabon. Cameroon are playing Egypt, who took the lead in the 22nd minute. BBC News.